With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. This year's presidential race was supposed to be a rematch between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. That's no longer the case, as Mr. Biden ended his reelection bid yesterday and endorsed Vice President Harris. Reacting to the news, New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon acknowledged Joe Biden's contribution to U.S. politics.
Irrespective of your politics, the reality is this is a leader that's given 50 years of service and public service in America, and that's something that's pretty significant achievement. So we wish him well.
The Harris campaign says it raised nearly $50 million in donations in the first 15 hours after President Biden dropped out of the race for president and endorsed her. Also on SRNews.com, thousands of protesters are arriving in Washington, D.C. to protest Wednesday's address to Congress by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. On the Salem Media Group News program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson, who issued the invitation for Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress, says he's anticipating a bipartisan reception will greet the Israeli leader.
Certainly hope so. I know a number of my Democrat colleagues will be there, and people are very much anticipating, looking forward to this event, and I hope that all of them will come. Some will boycott, some will come up with an excuse, but we're looking for a big historic event.
Officials in Washington are expecting about 5,000 protesters when the Israeli Prime Minister arrives on Capitol Hill Wednesday. The Environmental Protection Agency is awarding $4.3 billion in grants to fund projects in 30 states to reduce climate pollution. The money will go to 25 projects targeting greenhouse gas emissions from transportation and electric power. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead 89 points. This is SRN News. A historic church goes up in flames.
Georgia's Zebulun United Methodist Church was constructed some 200 years ago, but it's gone now, the victim of a lightning strike that sparked a big fire. The congregation is vowing to rebuild, and the local community will help. Zebulun Mayor Joe Walter tells Atlanta News First, quote, "We're going to rebuild whatever it takes, and we're going to continue to worship here." Nobody was hurt in the blaze, but the building is a total loss. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates say an initiative to ask voters if they want to enshrine abortion in Montana's constitution has enough signatures to appear on the November ballot. Montanans supporting reproductive rights claim the counties have confirmed over 74,000 signatures. The petition needed over 60,000 to qualify for the ballot. Still pending is whether the signatures of inactive voters should count toward the total. This is SRN News. The Secret Service acknowledges that it denied some past requests by Donald Trump's campaign for tighter security.
After the July 13th assassination attempt on Donald Trump while he was speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania.
Take a look at what happened.
The Secret Service denied rejecting requests from his team for increased security. Now the agency acknowledging it had turned back some requests in the years before the shooting in which Trump says a bullet pierced his ear and a rally attendee was killed. House Speaker Mike Johnson on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos says the job of the Secret Service is protection.
It's the number one job of the Secret Service, not anything else. And I think Director Cheadle has shown the world and said that she has different priorities. She needs to go.
That's correspondent Julie Walker reporting. Belarus's foreign minister is to visit North Korea for a rare trip expected to focus on forging trilateral cooperation involving Russia. More details at SRNnews.com.